This is Heather Sampson today interviewing James Bucci. He's running for council seat 6 in Pocatello. How are you today, James?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. So what is your current line of employment that you're in right now?
Yeah, I work at Albertson and Produce Department.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What are two or three of the most important issues facing your city right now?
Right now, I would have to say we need more resources for our first responders, and we really need to work on our education system. I know COVID kind of set everyone back, but we need to get going again.
Okay. Are those the main reasons why you decided to run?
Main reason, those are part of the reasons, but the main reason is there's too much fighting in politics nowadays. It's getting ridiculous. There's no need for it. It's like everyone's chosen a side and they're sticking to it. Like no matter what, it's all about the good of the party and not the good of the people.
How do you feel like you can help resolve that issue?
Because I'm just your average person. I'm not experienced in government per se. I mean, I read up on it and all that, but I'm just your average everyday person, and they need to start listening to us. And I think if we have someone like me in there, it'll help, just calm everything down and be like, yo, this is what people need, because it's not getting any better. And I know COVID really sucked for all of us, but, I mean, we need to start paying attention to the everyday person.
Okay. How do you feel like Main Street and downtown are doing at the moment?
They're all right. I mean, I love downtown. I'm down there all the time. The used bookstore down there, I love that place. But they really do need to clean it up. Like I said, if we had more first responders, more training for them, more resources, I think that would help a lot in all areas of the city, especially downtown and stuff, because I got accosted the other night walking home.
Oh, my goodness.
There. Yeah, it's not fun. Like, there are meth heads all over the place. It's a little ridiculous.
How do you plan to involve residents in the decision-making process?
Oh, I'm going to their doors. I'm going to be knocking on them, I'm going to be talking to them. Because honestly, I think the city council needs to reach out more to people to get them involved. Everybody's lives are busy, and especially with the damn COVID crap. And so I'm going to literally go out there, knock on your doors, come talk to you, see what you want, what you like, how do you think the government's going. I mean, that's how I'm trying to get votes now. I'm knocking on doors and talking to people, telling them what I'm about. So I'm not going to stop.
How's your response been?
It's been pretty good. I've had some really good conversations with people, too. A lot of people aren't happy with how everything's running right now. They're receptive to it. I think we need more of that. Like I said, it's fun meeting new people, especially around here. I love this city. It's awesome.
Great.
All sorts of different people.
So why should voters vote for you?
They should vote for me because I am not a politician. I register as an independent. I've never picked a party. I always pick what ideas I believe are best.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm just your average everyday person that really we need more people to get involved with politics. And I figured I'd step up.
Well, thank you very much for getting involved in the process. And it has been a pleasure to talk with you today, Mr. Bucci.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.